Brethren in Jesus Christ, today we celebrate St. Michael and All Angels Day. Did you ever notice how many times Holy Scripture mentions angels? Think of just a few. St. Peter was delivered from prison by an angel. An angel protected the Christ child from the sword of Herod by telling Joseph in a dream to flee to Egypt. And remember the ministering care he received from angels, our Lord himself, when he was fasting in the wilderness. An angel protected Daniel from lions. What comfort that is to me personally. Text speaks of a real war of angels. In Revelation, it mentions that it was waged at the beginning of the world and will only end at the end of time. It would be good for us to review the four stages in which this battle has been and will be accomplished. Phase number one was enacted in heaven during the days of creation, caused by Satan himself, one of the highest spirits, rebelling against God. This stage ended with the victory of the archangel Michael. Now, the second phase of this angel war was enacted on earth. Satan was permitted to retain a certain power over the earth, so he transferred the lost heavenly battle to the earth where he deceived Eve and with her Adam. The disastrous results of this was that evil triumphantly entered into the world, and Satan became the prince of that world. He extended his rule over the whole of humanity. Heathenism, with its idolatry, cruelty, and sensuality, became his domain. But then came Jesus Christ. The battle was fought on Golgotha, and Satan was vanquished. Before our Savior's passion, Jesus distinctly declared, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out." The second stage also ended with the defeat of the devil. Now, the third stage is what we're really interested in this morning. The third stage is the devil's rage against his church. The book of Revelation tells us many things about this battle. It will continue violently throughout all ages, and its fury will increase in intensity. Its battlefield will include our hearts. This war is fought in every human being. The devil and his angels versus Michael and his. You are on a battlefield. As Psalm 91 pictures it, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. But as you pass through, he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, lest you dash your foot even against a stone. Your eternal destiny depends on the outcome of this battle. Just for completion of the four phases, I'd like to mention the fourth. And that's the final battle. It ends with a complete overthrow of the devil and his angels. Revelation 20:10 describes this as follows. The devil was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone and will be tormented day and night forever and ever. In this final battle, the holy angel Michael will be the leader, and the power of the devil destroyed forever. It's the fourth phase. Let's get back to the third, which is the concern of our text today and the message today. This gives us immediate concern, because we know how the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. But at the same time, God's angels are employed to guide and protect us, his children. Remember that the Lord sent an angel to show Hagar a fountain in the desert when her child was dying of thirst. And do you realize that this phenomenon happens to us daily? For often when we are weak and powerless in temptation, God sends his holy angel to comfort and strengthen and guide us. Even as an angel was sent to strengthen Christ in his agony of soul in Gethsemane. Remember that the angels appeared to the patriarch Jacob in the form of an army when he was on his way home to meet Esau. And you realize that this same kind of help comes to you and to me daily. Because the Lord himself encamps about his own. Who are you and me? Remember that a man with a drawn sword appeared to Joshua and said, "As commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." And to this day, angels fight against the world for the spiritual army of the Christian church, especially in these last days. Times. Remember that Elisha's servants saw the mountain full of horses and chariots of fire, which protected the city against the army of the Syrians. But the same protection comes to you and me. For to this day, God is a wall of fire around about us by means of angels' protection. Remember how Philip was transported to the Ethiopian eunuch to explain the Bible to him? Same thing happens to us today. When we're nudged, pushed by angels to talk to others about the good news of salvation. Well, these are just a few of the ways in which God's angels involve themselves in our lives. But just as they involve themselves in our lives, we also are involved in theirs. Every time we worship together and hear his precious and holy word and receive his blessed sacrament, we are drawn into the company of his angels, which continually are praising and honoring and adoring his holy name. A bit of heaven is experienced each time, though minimal in comparison with a heavenly praise after Judgment Day, we still, in the company of his church, have a foretaste of what it is to be in heaven. We express this in angel words every time we have a Holy Communion service, when we sing, "Glory be to God on high, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward man." And in the angel words of the Sanctus, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of Sabaoth, of the angels, heaven and earth are full of thy glory." Let our prayer be this morning the final petition of Luther's morning and evening prayer, which says, "Let thy holy angel be with us, that the wicked foe will have no power over us." Amen.